Iran's presidential debate turns into Rouhani hate fest. By John Hayward on June 9, 2021. Iran held the second debate in its farcical presidential election on Tuesday, giving the seven candidates not preemptively disqualified by the Theocratic Guardian Council a chance to square off. The five hardline candidates spent much of their time attacking outgoing President Hassan Rouhani and his administration. Iran will hold its election on June 18. Most international observers and human rights advocates have preemptively dismissed the election as a sham, as Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei gets the ultimate say in who succeeds Rouhani and, as his title implies, maintains full control of the country regardless of who is president. The candidates in the debate are those that Khamenei's Guardian Council personally approved of, meaning no one Khamenei disapproves of gets the opportunity to run. Iran's state-run press TV touted the debate as a battle royale between principalists and moderate reformists in which the former savaged the moderate Rouhani's 8 years in office. Candidate Saeed Jalili accused the outgoing administration, and Rouhani personally, of pursuing ineffective policies for show to mollify the unhappy public. The two reformists pushed back by accusing the hardliners of ruining Iran's economy by stoking tensions with the Western world. The second debate was described as less fiery and confrontational than the first, in part because of stricter rules that one candidate sarcastically compared to a TV quiz show. The first debate featured former Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps leader Mohsen Rezaei threatening to put rival candidate and former central bank governor Abdinazer Hemeti on trial for treason. There was still a bit of personal sniping between the candidates, such as frontrunner Ibrahim Raisi complaining that rival Mohsen Meralizadeh's campaign was portraying him as uneducated and underqualified for the presidency, a charge Raisi's campaign responded to by circulating photos of his doctoral certificate. Press TV noted a bit of squabbling over what passes for progressive issues in Iranian politics, as the hardliners insisted they were not misogynists. Candidate Amir Hossein Ghazizadeh Hashemi said half-jokingly that he would appoint all of his cabinet members from among women to end the question of how many women will be employed by each candidate. Several of the hardline candidates insisted they were every bit as reform-minded as the reformists, and all insisted they were serious candidates determined to stay in the race, not just backups for the heavily favored Raisi who intended to drop out in the home stretch and throw their support to him. A grumpy President Rouhani responded to the attacks on his record during the debate on Wednesday, suggesting the candidates who criticized him are suffering memory loss brought on by their love for power. Rouhani tossed a few veiled barbs at frontrunner Raisi, a powerful cleric seen as a possible successor to Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. He blasted the hardliners as poor on women's rights, overly eager to censor Iran's internet, and likely to make Iran's economy even worse by scuttling any chance of the United States returning to the nuclear deal.